Tonight's daf is daf tes. We got to the very last few words of Chesem and Beis. The Gemara says, "Amar B'yocharan, my dichsev." What does the pasuk mean when it says "aser taser"? Says the Gemara, "aser b'shviel shetis asher." One should take miser, and when he takes miser, he's going to become wealthier, become an asher by taking miser. Ashkar Rabbi Yochanan Liyanuka. So one time Rabbi Yochanan found Liyanuka, the child of Reish Lakish. This was his nephew. Reish Lakish married Rabbi Yochanan's sister. So Rabbi Yochanan came across his nephew. Amrle, he says to his nephew, Emel Psukech, say a pasuk to me. They used to do this all the time to the kids. They knew Tanakh by heart. They used to do this all the time also for some level of nevuah. They wanted to answer Shiloh, so they'd say, Emel Psukech, Psukech, and he said a pasuk. So what pasuk did he say? Amrle, Aser Taser. So Amrle, my Aser Taser. So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, what does it mean, aser taser? So the boy responds, I'm really aser b'shul shetif asher. So I'm really munalacha. So he says, how do you know this? So the boy said to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you know this? That it means aser shetif asher. I'm really zil nasay. So Rabbi Yochanan says, go test it out. Go take any money you make, give ma'aser, and you'll see you become wealthier. Amalei, so the young boy challenges his uncle, Mishari l'nsuyu l'akadosh baruch hu, are you allowed to test Hashem? Pax, it doesn't the pasuk say, lo sinasu es Hashem, you can't test Hashem on anything. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, hachi amar Rabbi Yoshaya, chutz mizu, you're right, you can't test Hashem with anything except, for this is the one exception, the world of Meiser, you're allowed to test Hashem. Shinemar, the pasuk says, hevius kol ha-Meiser el beis ha-Oter, bring all the Meiser to the storage house, v'iter pibesi, there's going to be food in the house, I'm going to open up the different channels of the sky. I'm going to empty down bracha ad bli dai. What does it mean ad bli dai? Rami bar Chama, Marav ad sheyivlu sifsosechem lomer dai. Till your lips get worn out, get tired from saying dai. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. So here, see here, there's a mefurish pasuk here in Malachi that one's allowed to test Hashem in the world of Meisim. This discussion here, this Meiser referring to, Aser Tas is referring to Meiser Dagam, when a person's taking Meiser from his produce. So the discussion, what about, is the same halacha applied to Meiser Ksafim? When a person has money, he makes money, and he takes Meiser on that, there's the same ability of testing Hashem, are you allowed to test Hashem with Meiser Ksafim? And is it also the same, is it the same Avtacha? You take Meiser Ksafim, does that guarantee you become rich from that as well? So the whole long tosis here discusses this idea, whether Meiser is a din derais or Meiser Ksafim. Is it din derais or din derabanan? We assume, normally we assume like the Bach who writes it's actually only a minug. It's a minug to give Meiser, but there are three shitas, derais, derabanan, and minug. And even if you assume it's a der, if it's derais, at any level, that same suffix applies, do we say that the same, again, guarantee happens by Meiser Ksafim? Aser b'shviel shetis asher, will that work for Meiser Ksafim? And also, are you allowed to test Hashem in the world of Meiser Ksafim? Okay, the Gemara goes on now to say, Amrlei, so the nephew says, you have a mati hasam, I haven't gone that far in Tanakh, I didn't get to Hoshea yet. Had I gone there, lahai psuk, have I gone to that pasuk, lahavisa tchich lecha, I wouldn't need you, uloshia rabcha, I wouldn't need your Rebbe or Roshaya, I would have known on my own. Okay, the su, moreover, Ashikha Rabbi Yochanan, Yanuka, the Reish Lakish, another encounter they had, Rabbi Yochanan and his nephew, the yasir, they're sitting down, Vamar, and he was stating a pasuk that says, Iveles Adam Tisalev Darko Val Shem Yizaf Libo. When a person, Iveles is Lashon of Tipshus, when a person has sinned, betipshus, with stupidity, and he's going to ruin his derech, and Hashem gets very angry. So what does this mean? So Yasiv Rabbi Yochanan Vakam Tame. So Rabbi Yochanan sat down and started to wonder about this pasuk. Amar mi ikamide dechsiv beksuva, shalom ramiza baraisa. So he wonders to himself, maybe he's out loud, he was saying, is there anything that's written in the Ksuvim, here the pasuk appears in Mishlei, that's not hinted at in the Torah? I mean, everything, the Torah has everything, even all the Psukim of Nach are hinted in some way in the Torah. So he was wondering, where's the source in the Torah of this pasuk in Mishlei? So Amar Lei, Atu Hai Mila Ramiza, so the nephew says, is this pasuk not hinted in the Torah? But doesn't the pasuk say, Vayetze Libam Vayecharadu, Isha Achiv Lemor, Mazos HaSalukim Lanu? So they opened up and they came out from their hearts opened up and they all got scared from each other, saying, Mazos HaSalakim, what did Hashem do to us? Is referring to when they sold down to Mitzrayim, Yosef to Mitzrayim, so they all got very scared. So how is this pasuk here? We see that, I guess, Libam, that their Libam got angry there, their hearts were pouring out. So this somehow is a remez to the idea of the pasuk in Mishlei. So Dal Aine, when the nephew responded this pasuk to Rabbi Yochanan, his uncle, he lifted his eyes up. Why did he lift his eyes up? So if you look at Rashi line 10 narrow lines down, he says, Dal Eina, Rabbi Yochanan lifted his eyes up. Shayu afafav mechasinis einav, his eyebrows were covering his eyes, they were very long. Umagbin memazleget tekaspe, he had these silver forks that he would lift up his eyebrows in order to be able to see. And that's what Gemara refers to in Baba Kama, Shayu wrote to Larosim and Pneshu Charif. This what happened. The story was Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish was in Frum. He's busy in the yard, and Rabbi Yochanan says to him, "You're so strong. He's such a strong. He was a robber. If you just put your kochos into learning, you'd be a wonderful, great Talmud Chacham." So Rabbi Yochanan said, "I'll give you my sister. She's more beautiful than me. You can marry my sister and come do tshuva." So Rabbi Yochanan did, and then Rish Lakish did tshuva, and then they became chavrusas. And then one time they got into an argument about a certain mishnah of a weapon, whether it's tameh or not tameh. And finally, Rabbi Yochanan says, "You would know better because you yourself, you knew about the weapons. You used to fight all the time." At the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan lifted his eyes up and it killed Reish Lakish in the Gemara Baba Kama there. So now the Gemara says, "So dal einai." So Rabbi Yochanan starts to lift up his eyebrows to look at his nephew. The Chazibay stares at his nephew. Asya ima. So the nephew, the boy's mother, who is Rabbi Yochanan's sister, Afikse, removes him quickly from the room that Rabbi Yochanan was in. And Amri Leisa, she says to her son, Tom Akame, come up from before Rabbi Yochanan, to lo lave lecha kedaved lavucha. So he doesn't do to you what he does to your father. Okay, Gemara now says, Amri Rabbi Yochanan, matar b'shul yachid parnasa b'shul drabim. Matar rain comes as an account of one individual. Parnasa comes because of a rabbin. So what does this mean? Mata b'shul yachid, it will rain if only one person needs it. The Chesav Ezapazik says, Yiftach Hashem l'cha, for you if you need it. Hashem yiftach Hashem l'cha es otaro hatov l'aseis mata artecha. He's going to open up the otar tov, the good chamber that he has to give rain, if even just one yachid requires it. Parnasa b'shul rabbin. Parnasa, which I guess is just in general, making money, the grains being profitable. That comes as an account of Rabbim. The Chesiv Ezapazik says, Hineni ma'amtir lachem lechem. I'm going to bring down to you, not matar, but bread, the lechem, the parnasa. That comes as an account of the Rabbim. Mason, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shlosha, Parnasim, Tovim, Amdu, Yisrael. There are three great leaders supplied to Klal Yisrael. Who were they? Elohein, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. V'shlosha, Matanos, Tovos, Nisna, Ayadam. And there are three great gifts that are given through their hands. Ve'elohein, Be'er, V'anan, Uman, the well, the cloud, and the mun. Be'er, B'zuchus, Miriam. The bear came as an account of Miriam's Zuchus, Amud, Anan, B'zuchus, Aaron. The Amud, the Anan, came because of Aaron, and the mun came B'zuchus, Moshe. Mesa, Miriam. Miriam died. Nistalka, bear. The bear left. Shenemar, the prophet says, Vatamas, Sham, Miriam. Miriam died. Uksib, Basrei. Afterwards, it writes, V'lohayamayim, Le'idah. They didn't have any water. The bear disappeared. V'chaz, B'zuchus, Shem. But then the bear came back because of the zechus of both Aaron and Moshe, who were still alive. Then Mesa Aaron died, and Nistalka Nani Akavu, the cloud left. Shinemar, it says, Vaishma Kaknani, the Melch Arad. They heard, what did they hear? So, Ma Shmua Shama. Shama Shemes Aaron, Vinistalka Nani Akavu. So they heard that Aaron died, which meant that the cloud left, which meant Kesavar, they thought, Nisalo Rishus Lihilachim, be Israel. Now they were unprotected, there's no defense. The clouds weren't there to stop all the arrows, so they thought they had the rights to attack Klal Yisrael. That's what the pasuk means. Vayiru kol eda ki gav Aaron. What it means literally is that they saw, they noticed ki gav, that Aaron expired, that Aaron died. So Amar Rabbi Abahu, al tikra vayiru. Don't read it as they saw, ela vayiru, that they feared, that Klal Yisrael was scared. Ki the darshay shlokish, Amar shlokish ki. The word ki is meshamish barba lashonos. The word ki can be used in four different ways: e, dilma, ella, and deha. Those four. So what it means is they saw ki that they guys rather they feared that Aaron died, because then since there's no Nani HaKavod, they were now unprotected. But then the Nani HaKavod Chazu Shneim, both of the Be'er and the Nani HaKavod returned back B'zuchus Moshe. And then finally, when Mace Moshe, Nistal Kukul, and all three left, the Mon, the Nani HaKavod, and the Be'er. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, V'achid Eshloshes Aron B'yerech Echad. And I had taken away the three shepherds in 1 month. The three shepherds are Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. V'chi B'yerech Echad Mesu? Did they all die in 1 month? Hello, Miriam, Mesa ben Nisan, she died in Nisan. Varun, Ba'av, Moshe Bada, they died in 3 different months. So what does it mean, B'yarech Echad? Ela Melamech, and his Batlu, Shloshim Matanos Tobos, that two nice gifts were batal, Shinasa Yadon, that they're given on their behalf, V'nistalka, Kulam, B'yarech Echad. Meaning they were all batal, but then they came back from Moshe Rabbeinu, so, and when Moshe Rabbeinu died, all three left in the same month of Adar. So Alma, we see from all this though, excuse me, the Ashkan Parnasa Bishvil Yachid, that if Parnasa comes, the Maim and the Anani Kavod came, this Parnasa of the Man came because of Moshe Rabbeinu and because of Yachid. So Gemara says, Shiny Moshe came into the Rabbim Hubayu Rabbim Dami. Since he represented the Rabbim, he had the din of a Rabbim, and it wasn't viewed as a Yachid. But normally speaking, again, Parnasa only comes because the Rabbim needed. Gemara now says at the bottom here, Rav Huna bar Manoach, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Rav Chia mi Vastini, that's where the place he came from, these three Rabbanim, Havashchichi kamid Rava, they came in front of, they frequented Rava. Kinach nafshu de Rava, when Rava passed away, Asa the kamid Rapapa, so then they went to a different shir, they went to Rapapa shir. Kaleimas de Hava, Amr Luhushmaisa, Velohava Mistavrilu, whenever Rapapa would say over a shir, halacha, some type of statement, and it did make sense to these three Rabbanim, Hava Miramze Adade, they just begin to point in the back and kind of make fun. And Rashi says in the bottom here, Achavila Hadade, Marin and Mabitin Zelzeh, they look at each other, point at each other, pass notes to each other. Dilal Sakhlu Shmaisik Rava. They remember Rapapa guy, he's got nothing. He was nothing like Rava was. They make fun of Rapapa in his front of his face, but they didn't think Rapapa saw. Chalish Jaita, Rapapa got very, very taken back. He was upset by this, insulted. Akruba Chalma, he saw a dream, a pasuk rather than a dream. The pasuk he saw, that's why he brought this gemara here. Va'ochel shloshes haroim, he saw and they wipe out three roim, three shepherds. So he understood this to mean, if you look at the top Rashi in Tesmer Beis, akrua hayu mikarin oso mikra zu b'chalom, the dream, in the dream he started seeing this pasuk. It said, va'ochel shloshes haroim b'yarech echad shirotin la'onshem b'shemayim mishim din b'chasri lahu, that Hashem, the Shemayim, wanted to punish these three rabbanim because they were making fun of Rapapa. So what happens, the Gemara says, Lamacha the next day, after the Shir, Kavim Miftra Minei, when the Rabbanim would depart from him, Armelu Lizli Rabbanah Bishlama, go off in peace. And the Gemara at the end of, which Gemara this is, maybe Yivamos, not Yivamos, I remember, the end of one of the Gemaras, Moed Katam. And the Moed Katam, you say to a mace, Lech Bishalom. You say to a person who's alive, you say, Lishalom. He said, Lech Bishalom. He was so insulted, he wanted this dream to be fulfilled, and they should go off and die. Lech Bishalom. Others have a different gear, so no, it doesn't say Lech Bishalom, it says Lech Lishalom. He didn't want the pasuk to be fulfilled, and he said, you guys, he wanted to give them bracha to counter the dream that he had. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rav Simi bar Ashi hava shchiach kamid Rapapa. So Rav Simi was frequented in front of Rapapa. Hava makshile tuva, ask a lot of questions. Yom achada, one day, chazid and afal ape. So one day, they saw Rapapa fell on his face. Shemaya, they heard the Amar Rachman Litzlan. He said, Rachman Litzlan Hashem, he davened to Hashem, Miksufa, the Simi, please protect me from the embarrassment that Simi is causing me. Kabelayu, Shtikusa, Vesulo Akchile. So Rav Simi took upon himself no longer to ask any questions, and he stood quiet during the rest of the Shir. Rapapa had it rough, it seems. So after Shlakish, Savar Mata Bishul Yachid, Rish Lakish agrees to what we saw in Amr Alf, that the rain also comes if one Yachid requires it. Damar Rish Lakish, Mnain Lamata Bishul Yachid. How do you know that rain comes if only one Yachid needs it? Dichsid, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk appears where is this Pasuk found? In Zechariah. It says, Shalom Hashem Matar Be'esh Malkush. You ask from Hashem rain in the time of the need, or when the rainy season. Hashem Ose Chazazim, Umatar Geshamim Yitain Lahem Le'ish. To a man, to one individual, rain will come only, even if only one person needs this. So the Gemara says, Yachalachol, maybe rain's going to come for everybody, only when everybody needs it. No, it will only come if one person needs it, the rain might come just to that person's property. Vitanya, the Brisa says, Ilaish, Yachalachol, Sadosav. So let's say one person needs it. Ruvain needs the rain. So maybe the rain's going to come on all his fields that he has. He has multiple fields. Tamalabah Sadr, one field that needs it, that's the field that's going to get the rain. If the field needs it, maybe the entire field is going to need it. Let's say only part of it needs it. But no, Hashem is going to allow the whole field to get the rain. Even if one blade of grass requires the rain, it will rain just in that one area if such a person is Zocha. Gemara is going to get to that. Kihada Rabdina Daniel Bar Katina Havale Hauginasa, he had a certain garden. Koyama Hava Azil, every day he would go to Sire Lane, would go look and check out his garden, how it's doing. Amar Hamisha Baimaya, Hamisha Lo Baimaya. This piece of grass requires rain, this piece of grass doesn't require rain. The rain came, the kamashake, and it would water, whichever grass, whichever blade needed it, that's where it would rain. And wherever it didn't need it, it didn't rain. So we see that matar, according to Reish Lakish, in this pasuk, would come just for Yachid, even for just one Asaph. Okay, the Gemara says, my Hashem osa chazizim. What does it mean Hashem osa chazizim? So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, Melam is to teach us, shekol tzadik v'tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa lechaziz b'fnei atzmo. Each tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates his own chazes. Well, still, it doesn't answer the question. My chazes, and what's a chazes? Rav Yehuda, porchos. Porchos are referring to clouds. Clouds would come. If a tzaddik needs it, he has his own cloud that's going to water and take care of his field. Porchos, lashon of like flying, a little cloud that flies over. So Amar Rav Yochanan, simin lamata, porchos, a sign for rain is clouds. These clouds are going to be, will be letting a person know that it's going to rain soon. So, my porchos. So what exactly is these flying clouds? Which types of clouds? There are many types of clouds we have. I remember what they're called. I remember when I was young, they made us memorize different types of thick ones, the thin ones, the... You know them? How many are there? Three of them? Okay, all right. Okay. Beautiful. So these types. I'm a porchos. I don't know which one they are. Which one the porchos? Do they say in English? What porchos are? They, you don't know, not... Okay. Fine. So Gemara says, Amar Papa, Eva, Kalisha, Tusa, Eva, Smichta. Eva is a cliche. Av, a cloud, a cliche, a weak cloud, that's Tusi, that's below, and Eva, Smichta, a very thick cloud. That's what these are porchos. So Amar of Yehuda, Nehele, Mekame, Mitra. Nehele is referring to drizzle. Drizzle that comes before rain. Asi, Mitra, that's telling you rain's coming now. If it's a dry day and starts to drizzle, that indicates rain's coming. Basis mitra, let's say it rained and then suddenly it peters off and it's now only drizzling. Pasuk mitra, that tells me that the rain's stopping. So mikame mitra, asim mitra. So if drizzle again is before rain, that means rain's coming. So simanech mehulsa. The simon for this is mehulsa. What's mehulsa? So it's referring to Rashi explaining mehulsa is shemetchila yotze kemach dakla sof sovin gasim. A person sifting flour. When you have flour, when you do the whole process, so you separate the flour and you grind the flour, and you have different parts mixed together. Some of it's flour and some, and you grind it. You have parts that you want, parts that you don't want. So you begin to sift it. So first, all the small things falls out, and then that's the drizzle, and then the bigger things, the clumps, start falling out also. So that's the simon to remind you of the way it works. Sifting first, little pieces, and then big pieces. That reminds you that when it drizzles, that means big rain's coming afterwards. But let's say. Where did we go? Sorry. Debasar mitra, if it drizzles after it's rained, pasik mitra, that tells me that rain's about to stop. V'simanech charyadizi, and that's the hint of the goats. When the goats would relieve themselves, first they'd relieve themselves a lot, and then it would trickle off. So that's the simen for when it starts to drizzle after the rain, that means it's going to stop. Now, Ula ikle de Bavel, one time Ula visited to Bavel. Chaza porchos. He saw those very light clouds moving below the thick clouds. So Amar lehu pani mani dasha. Go bring all your utensils inside the house. Bring all your bikes inside. Bring everything inside so they don't get ruined. Dehasha asemitru because rain's coming. Because Ula knew this statement. He knew this halacha. There's not a halacha. This Eta Tova. That when it has these small clouds, it means rain comes. Lasoflo asemitru. He said, but in the end of the day, it didn't rain. So Amar, so Ula says, Ki echa de mishakri bavli, hacha mishakri mitrayu. Just like these Babylonians are a bunch of liars, so too their clouds, their rains also liars. You have a number of Gemaras like this where the Bnei Eretz Yisrael would insult the Babylonians, in particular the Tamidei Chachamim of Babel. So this is one of these examples. So Ula ikle de Babel, on another occasion, Ula visited Babel, chaze mali tzana de tamre, Bezuzah. He saw a full basket, Mali Tana, full basket of the tamir of dates. Bezuzah, that only costed one zuz, very cheap for a lot of dates. So Amar, he said, Mali Tana de Vudusha Bezuzah. You have a full basket of honey because we have the date honey. And it only cost one zuz. Ubavli lo aski baraisa. And the Babylonians are not being osek in Torah. They could find food for so cheap. You don't need to make any money. There's no need for panasa. You pay a dollar and you learn the rest of the day. It fills you up. So that Ula himself bought a lot of these dates. That night, Balai, that evening, Tzarua, he had a crazy stomach aches, and he couldn't learn. So then he said, Amar Malitana de Sakina, there's a basket full of knives. Bezuzah only for Azuzu, Babali Aski Baraisan, yet they're still able to learn, even though they have all these stomach issues. So he was very impressed that any learning they're able to do after experiencing what he experienced the night before. Tani, the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Elazar Omer Kol Olam Kula Mimei Okainus Hu Shosa. The entire world, all the rain, it gets the rain from the oceans. How do we know this? Shenamar, the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, Ve'eid Yalam in Aretz, the mist is going to elevate, will rise from the ground, from the ocean really. Ve'hishkes Kol Pnei Hadam, it's going to then water and rain on the rest of the ground that needs this. So that's the source, that the ocean is what provides the rain to the rest of the world. Amrlo, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Elazar are always arguing. So Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't make sense. If you ever taste the water from the rain, it's not salty. If it really came from the ocean, then the rain should be salty, like the ocean salty, and it's not salty. So Rabbi Yeshua says it doesn't come from the oceans. So Amrlo, Mimatzkim Yavim, Rabbi Elazar says, no, the clouds are actually sweetening, it sweetens the water. Now the way it really works, I'm not trying to say science argues with this, but when steam comes up, you know, when you boil water, the salt stays down, and it's only the water that rises, it leaves the salt behind. So I'm not getting involved in that point, but that's what science tells us. Rabbi Elazar says something a little bit different. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol Olam Kula Mimayim Hal Yonim Hushos. He argues, and there's a very deep machlokas as to what's going on here, whether everything comes from the Tachtonim or that it comes from the El Yonim. Rabbi Yeshua's position was, all the rain comes from this water that's up in Shemayim somewhere. It doesn't come from the oceans, it comes from the Shemayim. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Lamata Shemayim, from the rain that's in the Shemayim already, in the El Yonim, Tish Shemayim, that's where we drink water from. So it starts from Shemayim, and this connects to other machlokas, and by the way, Rabbi Yeshua versus Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. So Gemara says, Elamani Mikayim Ve'ed Ya'alem Minaret. So what's he going to do? The Pasuk that says, the steam, the mist, is going to rise from the ground. Milamed Sha'anonim Misgabrim Ve'olin L'Rakir. That the clouds go up when they're trying, they go up higher, higher up in the Rakia. They're already up in the sky, but they're going even higher up within the sky. Uposchem Pim, they open their mouths up kinod, like a little pouch, like a little container. And Makablin may matter, and they accept the water that's up in the El Yonim somewhere. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Yizka matar la'ado, that the water is going, the rain's going to go in these into the Edo means the mist, I guess. Umenukavos, Hein Kikirva, it's going to have holes like a sifter. Like a sieve, who bows machshas mayim, it's going to then come and shower the water agabi karka. Shenemar, the pasuk says, chashas mayim aveshchakim, that the aveshchakim, the clouds from the above are going to chashas mayim, will send down water. Vein bein tipa latipa el kamali nima, and the separation between each drop of rain is only like a hair. L'lamedcha, to come to teach you, shegadol yom hagshamim, that the rain is so great. Kiyom shenivru bo shemayim v'aretz. The day that it rains is like the day the world was created. Shenemar, the pasuk says, O segedolos eyadin cheker. So that's by Bereishis we saw in the beginning of Beis Amar Aleph. Now this pasuk, O segedolos eyadin cheker, is referring to Bries Olam, the word ein cheker. Uksiv, and it's written, Hanosein matar apnei aretz. Uksiv lahalan, haliyah datim lo shemata elokei olam Hashem, ein cheker lesfunaso. So we see Ein Cheker is mentioned by Bries Olam. Ein Cheker is mentioned by Matar, by rain. So we see through the Gitzei Shava that the day rained is like the day the world was created. Okay, the Gemara now says, Kaman Azlaha, who is the author of the following statement? Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Mashke Harim Mal Yosef, that we Hashem waters the mountains from the above. So Amar B'Yochran, Mal Yosef Shekodesh Baruch Hu, from the El Yonim of Hashem, Kiman, who holds that way? That's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds that the water from the rain comes from the El Yonim. For Rabbi Eliezer, how is he going to explain this pasuk? He says, Kaven the Sakal Hasim, once the water comes from the oceans to the clouds, so then we say, Mashkim Al Yosef Karlu, we say it's as if it rains from the El Yonim, but that's just how we refer to it because the clouds are up in the air. But really the source of all rain is from the oceans down below. Because Dilote Mahach, if you don't say this, Avak Va'afer Min HaShemayim, there's a pasuk that says, it's referring to one of the Tochas, I think, let's see, Yetocha and Kisavo, Avak Va'afer Min HaShemayim, that one of the curses that the dust and dirt are going to come from Shemayim instead of rain. So Hei Chemishkachasla, how do you find dirt and dust? There's no dirt and dust up in the Elyonim. Se Ela, Kema Demadli Lahasim Min HaShemayim Karilu, since the dust and dirt was brought up to the clouds, so we call it as if it comes from Shemayim. So Hachanami, so to this pasuk here, with regards to the rain, we could also Hachanami came into Sakal Asim, since the water goes from the ocean to the Shemayim, to the clouds, we could call it El Yosef Karilei. We could call it coming from the El Yonim, even though it doesn't really come from the El Yonim. Now, Kaman Azla, who's the author of the following? Hadam Rabbi Chanina, Kones Kened Mehayam, Nosim Balsaras Tomos. That you're going to gather together all the water and you're going to place it in these storage places, in these deep storage places. So, mi garm la'otzos she'smalu bar tohomos. what's going to cause these storage places up in Shemayim to be filled? Bar Tehomos, the depths, the oceans. The Tehomos, the oceans, is what's going to fill up the clouds up above. Who is this like? This is Rabbi Eliezer, who says that everything comes from the Tehomos, it comes from the oceans. So what's Rabbi Yeshua going to do with this pasuk? He says everything comes from the Elyonim. So Rabbi Yeshua, Hahu, he says that's referring to Rabiyaso Shalom. That's referring to the creation of the world. What does that mean, the creation of the world? So if you look at the top Rashi in Yudam and Aleph, it says, Ksiv, Sheyakol Olam Shatav B'mayim, the entire world was covered in water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kintzen B'mokom Echad, he gathered them to one place, K'machnes Mayim B'nod, Shenosim Baltos, as if a person puts water in his canteen. D'Ksiv, No Sein Baltar, Tomos Sham, Chol Gvulov Otzeliyam. It's not referring to gathering water up in the Shemayim, it's referring to gathering the water down in this world here, so in order to reveal the different lands that were exposed after you gathered the water together. Okay, we'll stop here. That's quickest daf so far, guys. 25 minutes.